Alliance City Council's Property and Land Committee is recommending an 18-month moratorium on new data center development. The committee met Tuesday to discuss future siting rules after recent public opposition and a new zoning change limiting data centers to heavy industrial areas in the city. The proposed moratorium would temporarily pause new projects while the city reviews regulations and community impacts. The recommendation is expected to go before full council at Monday's meeting. Alliance City Council has approved a resolution combining the duties of the Clerk of Council and the Council Clerk's Assistant. The action, during a special session Tuesday, follows the termination of Assistant Tatiana Crockett. No reason was given for her dismissal. A replacement will be sought, and Clerk Stacy Gurney will take on the additional responsibilities in the meantime. She will also receive a biweekly stipend of $145.77, retroactive to June 10th. A 14-year-old boy had a pretrial conference in the shooting death of a 15-year-old girl in Alliance. The accused was ordered remanded in the Multi-County Juvenile Attention Center by Stark County Family Court Judge Matthew Kreitzer until a September 18th hearing. The teen entered a not true plea, the juvenile equivalent of not guilty, on counts including reckless homicide and involuntary manslaughter. The county prosecutor's office is seeking to have the teen tried as an adult. Kennedy Wise was killed June 19th in a home on West Summit Street. Plain Township trustees have approved a 25-year annexation agreement with the city of Canton aimed at ending months of disputes over utility access. Under the deal passed Tuesday, single-family homes, duplexes, and triplexes can connect to Canton water and sewer services without being forced into city annexation. The repository reports the agreement also includes a revenue-sharing plan for future annexed properties and allows Plain Township to keep property tax revenue for 25 years before city taxes take effect. Officials say township services, including police, fire, and road maintenance, will continue, and any annexation would require property owner consent. A pretrial hearing is set for August 26th for a Nagley woman charged after a dog attack seriously injured a Beaver local school teacher. 62-year-old Jill Brothers pleaded not guilty during her arraignment Tuesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. She is free on a $5,000 recognizance bond and is prohibited from having any companion animals while the case is pending. Columbiana County property owners have more time to pay their second half 2026 real estate taxes. County Treasurer Brian Blakeman says the deadline has been extended from July 29th to August 21st after the state delayed finalizing new property tax credits required under House Bill 186. The Treasurer's office also has launched a new online payment system with additional payment options and free email and text reminders. Mahoning County Commissioners have approved a property tax break for owner-occupied homes. The new exemption will reduce property taxes by about 2.5%, with the savings taking effect on tax bills in 2028. Commissioners say the move provides relief as residential property values have increased an average of 24%. School, library, and township officials warn the tax cut could reduce funding for levy-supported local services. Two civil lawsuits are pending over the crash that killed a state trooper in Mahoning County. The latest suit was filed by the estate of Nicholas Caton, who died in October when his cruiser was rear-ended on State Route 11 near Canfield while assisting a disabled semi. The lawsuit alleges negligence by the driver of the truck, his employer, and the driver of the disabled semi. A separate lawsuit filed earlier this month by the truck driver injured in the crash also seeks compensatory and punitive damages. A woman secretly indicted last week has bond set in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. 34-year-old Takia Huggins of Youngstown pleaded not guilty to rape, gross sexual imposition, and other charges. Bond was set at $200,000. The alleged crimes took place last year, involving a victim less than 13 years old. 32-year-old Jeremiah Rodriguez is set to be arraigned July 7th. The repeat sex offender in prison for 2023 offenses is serving 15 years to life. Prosecutors say Rodriguez committed the crimes in 2023 while out on parole for prior sex offenses. Trumbull County is moving toward a deal to house inmates in Geauga County as the local jail operates over capacity. Sheriff's Major David Bobby told commissioners the jail is designed for 308 inmates but is holding about 350, with numbers expected to rise. Under the proposed agreement, Trumbull would pay $75 per inmate per day plus medical costs if transfers are needed. The Tribune Chronicle reports it would also serve as a backup plan for emergencies. Three people are dead after a hotel fire in Wayne County. Firefighters were called just after 1:30 this morning to the Econo Lodge on Lincoln Way East in Worcester Township. Officials say 911 callers reported people were trapped inside the building. Crews responded but were not able to reach those inside in time. WEWS-TV reports the victims are a man and woman and the couple's daughter. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Kroger is buying regional grocer and pharmacy retailer Giant Eagle in a deal valued at $1.65 billion. Giant Eagle has 197 supermarkets and 11 standalone pharmacies across northern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland, and Indiana. Kroger has thousands of stores operating under various brands, including Ralph's, King Supers, Smith's, and Fred Meyer. The transaction includes $1.25 billion in cash and the assumption of about $400 million in outstanding liabilities. The deal is expected to close next year. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.